This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, May 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. 45Z credit gets IRS hearing. Vermont bans paraquat. Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado Water Pact approved. Companies and trade groups are debating whether imported feedstocks should count towards the 45Z clean fuel production credit. As a three-day IRS hearing on the proposed rule continues today, Dan Lieberman, Global Lead for Sustainability, Strategy, and Low Carbon Solutions at Nufarm, called for, quote, a broad feedstock approach, including responsibly sourced imported feedstocks that meet rigorous sustainability and carbon intensity standards during his remarks yesterday. The global chemical company is based in Australia. He said imports are, quote, absolutely necessary to prevent supply shortages, to stabilize fuel markets, to maintain affordability for consumers, and to ensure the continued growth and competitiveness of the U.S. biofuels market. But Eric Stevers, investment director at Klon Bio Group Limited, which makes ethanol, noted that the One Big Beautiful Bill Act requires feedstock for 45Z to come from the U.S., Mexico, or Canada. The company is based in Ireland and owns as Talon Bio in Wisconsin. The policy isn't up for debate, he said. The law is that 45Z feedstocks need to come from North America. He said the requirement will benefit U.S. farmers and attract increased investment to the United States. He disputed the notion that Europe is welcoming foreign feedstocks. Europe does have a problem with imported feedstocks, and that problem is fraud, he said. The hearing continues through Friday with representatives from the American Coalition for Ethanol, Rosslyn Renewables, Clean Fuels Alliance America, and the American Soybean Association scheduled to speak today. Tom Sell, co-founder and manager of ag lobbying firm Combest Sell & Associates, defeated Abraham Enriquez to secure the Republican nomination in Texas' 19th congressional district. First and foremost, I hope to be a constructive part of the House Agriculture Committee, a place that I'd love and support. Sell told AgriPulse when he was asked about his priorities as a lawmaker if elected in the November general election. Sell said, quote, I know the role of a freshman congressman will try to and do as much as I can to support the party on good, strong agriculture policy, which fits right in line with the America First agenda. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report rates the district, which is home to Lubbock and the Texas South Plains, as plus 25 solid Republican. A U.S. delegation will make its way to Mexico City today and tomorrow for the first in a series of bilateral negotiating rounds over a review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, that according to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. The delegation, led by Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jeff Gettman, will negotiate, quote, economic security and the rules of origin for key industrial goods with Mexico, that according to a press release. The negotiations, quote, will focus on ensuring that the USMCA benefits U.S. manufacturers, farmers, ranchers, workers, and service suppliers and businesses of all size, including our small and medium-sized enterprises, it says. A second negotiating round will occur in Washington, D.C. on June 16th and 17th. It will include discussions on agriculture and a level playing field, the release says. A third round will be held the week of July 20th. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Vermont has officially become the first state to ban paraquat. The state's Republican governor, Phil Scott, has officially signed a bill to phase in restrictions on use of the herbicide by 2030, that according to a press release from his office. The new law bars the sale, use, and application of paraquat without authorization from the state's agriculture secretary, though producers have until the end of 2030 to seek state permits to use it in orchards or on small fruit crops. The Supreme Court has approved a settlement to end three states' long-standing feud over the Rio Grande. The court has issued an order allowing a proposed settlement between Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado to move forward, wrapping up a 13-year legal dispute over the sharing of Rio Grande water. The settlement creates an annual index that measures water delivered to Texas against a formula-based target with hard caps on how far New Mexico can fall behind before facing penalties. The dispute began when Texas filed suit in 2013 claiming that New Mexico water users were, quote, unfairly siphoning water, leaving little for Texas. The three states proposed a different Rio Grande agreement in 2022, but the Supreme Court rejected it, finding it failed to meet the federal government's interests. The Agriculture Department is celebrating the opening of a lab dedicated to eliminating livestock pests like New World screwworm. Screwworm will be a major focus of research at the 52,000-square-foot laboratory in Kerrville, Texas, according to a USDA press release. However, scientists also will be studying other livestock pests such as ticks and biting flies. The new facility houses the Livestock Arthropod Pest Research Unit and the Veterinary Pest Genetics Research Unit. The new lab has advanced genomics and cattle facilities, which will help researchers work on, quote, improved surveillance and trapping tools, novel insecticides and arcaticides, and enhanced pesticide delivery techniques for cattle and for wildlife, the press release said. The Nippling Bushland U.S. Livestock Insects Research Laboratory was created in 1946 as a consolidation of three other laboratories to combat the threat of screwworm. It has been in Kerrville since 1963. The lab is named after Edward F. Nippling and Raymond C. Bushland, both of whom were instrumental in developing the sterile insect technique, which helped to eradicate the New World screwworm from the U.S., in 1966. Here's today's final word. We are holding accountable the states and individuals that have abused the system while partnering closely with the states that actually want to help us restore integrity and transparency. It is no coincidence that many of the states leading the way are strong conservative states committed to fiscal responsibility and program integrity. That the word of Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins on X, thanking Vice President J.D. Vance for his remarks about SNAP at a cabinet meeting yesterday. Vance said the administration is working on a number of mechanisms to actually force the states to verify that the people who receive SNAP benefits are actually entitled to receive them. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, May 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.